The challenge of Tim Iman's latest initiative, 976, moves to a courtroom today. Voters approved the $30 car tabs measure in this month's election. Today, a judge hears arguments about whether to temporarily halt the initiative's implementation while a legal challenge plays out. Seattle and King County are among those issuing that legal challenge. Iman will be in court, but yesterday he was in Olympia making his bid for governor official. Joining me live to talk about all of this is Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, let's start with why Iman says he's running.
Well, Kirsten, he says he's running because he is so incensed about these legal challenges to I-976, which he sees as an effort to thwart the will of voters. Of course, his initiatives have long been challenged in court and even at times overturned, and he's never run before. But he also says he's motivated to run because Governor Jay Inslee, the incumbent Democrat, is going for a rare and unusual third term. And during his incumbency, of course, Inslee has embraced tax increases. Bottom line, it seems like Iman is emboldened in many ways by the millions of dollars that were spent to defeat I-976, including using his name. I mean, his name was on the yard signs, right? And that obviously didn't work. He's basically said, you know, his name recognition is high. They did a bunch of free advertising for him, and now he his plans to run for governor.
So his name's going to be on yard signs running for governor, and he's running as an independent.
He is. Now, when he first announced on Thursday at a Sound Transit meeting, he said he didn't know what his affiliation would be. He says he thought about it over the weekend and that being an independent, running as an independent makes sense because his initiatives have never had a party label, even though, of course, they've trended to conservative and anti-tax measures and sort of a orientation. He also shared an email that he received on Sunday from a county Republican Party chair that made it clear he'd have to spend quite a lot of time trying to prove his Republican credentials if he wanted to run as a Republican. So he took that as a message, he says, to stick to being an independent.
So Iman has had a lot of legal troubles. Some are still pending, and he owes a lot in legal fees. In a profile of Iman by reporter Melissa Santos in Crosscut, she talks with people who know him who suggest he might be running for governor to make some money. How would that work?
He's going through a bankruptcy. He currently has a legal defense fund. He's in the midst of fighting allegations leveled by the attorney general's office that he took several hundred thousand dollars in kickbacks from a signature gathering firm. He was asked yesterday how he makes a living, and he really didn't have an answer other than to say that he's a full-time initiative sponsor. Melissa Santos did note in her story that Washington campaign finance laws allow you to use campaign contributions to replace lost income, lost as a result of the fact that you're on the campaign trail. So theoretically, he could benefit financially from a run for governor. That is, if he can draw substantial donations, and that remains to be seen as well.
And some suggest this might be Iman playing the media, announcing a run for governor as a publicity stunt. What do you think about that?
You know, there's certainly a lot of speculation about what might be motivating this run. Is it a strategy to gain attention and with it money? Is it part of a desperate comeback plan after years of initiative failures, the embarrassment of taking an office chair from Office Depot, his ongoing campaign finance legal battles? Does he plan to carry through with this? Now, he's vowing to campaign for governor like we've never seen before. He's talking a big game about making it through the top two primary in August. That said, Iman is a known publicity hound. He's shown up in costume to certain events. You never quite know what his true motivation is or where he's going with things.
So pulling on the thread of whether he'll follow through on this, I'm interested to know what Democratic and Republican leaders in the state are saying.
Bottom line, the state Democratic Party is excoriating him. They're calling him a crook, a liar, a grifter, saying he's unfit to run the state. Republicans are more muted. They're saying that Iman's candidacy shows Inslee is vulnerable, especially because of his support of tax increases.
Well, let's take a closer look at this race. Who else is running for governor?
So far, there are nine candidates who've registered with the Public Disclosure Commission. They include State Senator Phil Fortunato, former Bothell Mayor Joshua Fried, and Republic Police Chief Lauren Culp, all Republicans. But here's what's interesting, Kirsten, is 2020 is shaping up as a strange year politically in Washington. You have Governor Inslee seeking a third term, which, as I noted before, is rare. No well-known or even really kind of rising star emerging Republican has stepped forward to run against Inslee, perhaps because there's a sense that next year will bring a big Trump backlash in this Democratic state. And now you have an independent agitator candidate in Tim Eyman with high name recognition. I'm not going to predict the outcome of this race, but I think it is possible you could see a matchup of Eyman and Inslee after that August primary. We'll just have to see. A lot can change between now and then.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.